Our guest on our program is Jeanette Flynn, once again from YSS and our county director, if you will. Jeanette, thanks for taking time to join us.
Thank you for having me.
We don't get to talk to you very often. How come? Because you got all these other people?
That, and I have two, I wear two hats, so I have two positions, so I get pretty busy.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, so people understand, again, we have somebody oversees our services that are available here in Boone County, and we've got a lot of different things that happen, people in and out. Challenge, I'm guessing for you, like so many others, I hear it from other service providers, finding qualified staff.
Yeah, we have 13 programs here in Boone, and I would say staffing is definitely an issue. Especially when we're looking at our programs like Kids Club, where, you know, we're looking at teenagers and people go away to college and stuff like that. And still we're just experiencing a staff shortage across the board since the pandemic.
Let's talk a little bit about Kids Club, because I remember way back when it first started. Yep. For those that have been around long enough, you can remember this. It was one of those, we'll try this here in Boone in the summertime because we just needed something to go on. And man, has that ever grown?
Yeah, we have increased so much. We have four Kids Club sites here in Boone County, one here in Boone, one in Madrid, one in Ogden. And then we recently took on United, and that is actually our biggest program. So through Boone County, we serve 200 youth. And that is the number prior to summer, so I'm assuming that number's probably gone up a little bit. But it's a large program, and we're happy to serve all the kids.
So do we have summer programs going on, again, at all locations?
Yep. Okay. Right now, they're into summer programming, field trips, going to the pool weekly, library, and things like that. So it's a fun time for Kids Club.
So keep them organized. And again, it's one of those, for those that may not be aware of it, are they limited on how many they can have, or is summer a little easier to add in more participants?
We do try to add in more participants in the summer, but it is always based upon the staff we have, because there's a ratio that we have to keep between staff and the youth. And then in the summertime, because we're going on field trips, we like to have extra support. Sure. Just to keep everybody safe and make sure that we have all eyes on them when we're off site.
Well, there are ways people can find out if they want to, and I know it goes on through the summer into August, but this would not be a bad time for some parents if they are thinking about possibly before and after school programming with Kids Club. Maybe start checking that out. Get yourself on a list.
Yeah, you would want to start now, because a lot of the kids that come through to the summer are also the same kids that attend during the school year. So our list stays pretty full. Occasionally we do have a few openings. So definitely check now and get on the list if you're not already.
So one of the things I know that's kind of backed off a little bit here in the summertime is the mentoring program, but I know some people still are tied in with doing the program and moving forward with it. We constantly are in need of mentors. We're always looking for people that would like to spend some time with a young person, and I know that we come up with different ways to try to meet that need. It is one of those where The more people that we get that will participate, adults, we're going to find students that will need them, young people that will need them. It's basically during the school year.
We do have two different mentoring programs right now. So we do have school-based mentoring, which is for grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and we meet once a week for an hour during the school year. Usually it's over the lunchtime. And then we started a community-based mentoring program that kids or youth spend with an adult about 4 hours per month. They can do it on the evenings and the weekends, and that can go throughout the summer. So that's a really nice alternative if you want to spend time with somebody, and usually they're just a little bit older than some of those younger kids that do the school-based.
School-based would be probably kindergarten, first, second. Yeah, would be some younger ones, but it does go up towards sixth grade, but this is a little bit older group, huh?
Yep. We had 37 mentoring matches last year in Boone County for our schools, Madrid, Boone, and Ogden. And, you know, I would love to see that number grow. That seems like a small number.
We've had that program around a long time. And again, it seems to me it's always one of those challenges. We always have a bigger need for volunteers, adult volunteers to participate.
We always need male mentors. That is the hardest to find, is a male that can spend, you know, 30 to 45 minutes a week in the school visiting with a young person. Okay. And we always need people. There's always a list of people that are waiting.
So pretty easy to get yourself signed up to be a part of it. I know there's a background check. You have to do some things like that, pretty basic information. And again, you get a little bit of coaching on it too, don't you?
Yeah, they get a little bit of a, like an orientation, and you kind of learn, and then the person, our mentoring facilitator, will go with you the first time that you meet your match and kind of break the ice, introduce you, and spend a little time with you and your new mentee and get things rolling. So, you know, you're not just thrown out there on your own. Somebody actually helps, you know, get you acquainted with your youth that you're going to be spending your time with.
So is that Felicia still working on that?
Yes, Felicia still runs our programming, and we have a mentoring facilitator for Boone County, and her name is Afton Spears, and she does a wonderful job and got me started mentoring this last year.
See, they got you going. That's good. Did you enjoy it?
I did. You know, at first it was a little bit difficult to find something that I connected with, and, you know, as time went on, I just realized that my little mentee was so excited to see me that it just made everything click. And then we found that we had a great connection in card games and Legos, and those were things we were able to do together. So I really enjoyed my time, and
yeah,
we'll see him again this next year.
Okay, so you're going to keep going then. Good.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things, too. Again, there's a we've had over the years a variety of people that have done it. I've had some guests on in the past that have been mentors and they love it. They keep doing it. But after a while, a lot of times things come up, especially if you're doing it during the school year. We do have some that take off in the wintertime, and, you know, they're not around all the time. And they kind of feel bad about that if they have to do that. But you can still work around it.
Yeah, there was a couple meetings I had this school year that I just switched the day during the week that I went. So I was still seeing my mentee that week. And it was so interesting because he was so used to his schedule. He was like, "You weren't here on Tuesday." And I was like, "I know, I'm here on Thursday. I'm sorry," you know, and explain it. And so then I learned, hey, I need to tell him in advance. So when I see him, if I need to switch the day, I tell him that week that, yep, hey, next week I'll be there on Thursday versus Tuesday. And kids keep track. They really want you to be there, and it's important to them. So it's definitely a commitment, and I take it seriously. And my mentee and I really developed a great relationship. So
tell me a little bit about your second hat that you wear now, too, because this is something you just recently started doing or working with?
Well, so actually, I just completed my second school year as a person that goes into the Boone Community School District, and I provide resources for families that are at risk and or homeless. And so I just coordinate services. A lot of times I get a referral through the school, and you know, I can help with housing, transportation, if they need help finding employment or a referral to mental health services. There's a whole list of things, and I kind of go through and see what the families are needing and just try to connect them with the correct resources, and I can help with paperwork, whatever it is, and we just try to get our families stable and help meet their needs.
Okay, so you got to this, so second year you've done, no, or this, it will be the second year coming up.
This will be the coming up, will be my third year doing
third year.
It.
Okay, so you got involved with this. So people always talk about, well, we have, I'm thinking that a lot of people don't realize how many issues we have, again, for at-risk families and homelessness mm-hmm. type things. And I'm guessing that definitely there's a demand there.
Yeah, a lot of people think because they don't see it that it doesn't occur. Homelessness looks different in every community, and a lot of times it could be, you know, somebody couch surfing from sleeping at one friend's house to another person's house, and so you don't necessarily realize that that person is homeless, but they are. We have people that are living in tents, garages, spending lots of time in campgrounds and things like that. It does exist, and we just do our best to try to get people in emergency housing and then work towards stable, long-term, permanent.
And I know that's, we at least through YSS, you do have some assistance for some with, again, the Lighthouse and transitional living. But again, that's mm-hmm. a small number, and those are select individuals that qualify for that. But they want to be, they would want to be participants. They would have to say, you know, yes, I want to be a part of this program.
Yeah. You know, our Lighthouse opened in 1995, and Hope Matheny, our transitional living program director, she still runs that house in Boone, and she's done a great job. But yeah, it is the program you have to participate in. So, you know, it's supportive housing. And while we do provide a safe living environment, there's individualized support and a plan towards self-sufficiency. So you have to take those steps and do those things to be part of that program.
I know people will talk about we don't have any shelters in Boone, and we really don't have any that a lot of them recall like we used to have. And part of the problem is we didn't have plans that they would pursue and follow through on and be able to become independent. I think what the Bridge Home does some here locally, but they have specific programs you have to work through.
Yep. The Bridge Home is a big referral for me. I partner with them in a lot of different ways, and I really rely on that resource for my families. That is the first emergency spot to get a family into. They are just one call away, whereas like, you know, our Lighthouse or other places, they can't necessarily get in and right away in an emergency situation, or you have to meet certain criteria, whereas the Bridge Home to get into is a lot quicker and just one call away.
Yeah, and usually you can get them inside one way or another. Do some of the other agencies work with you? I know we've got others, but one of the big things through our social or our human service groups basically is we don't want anybody to fall between the cracks, but then we want people to be able to benefit from the assistance that we give them and be able to move on from that. So you don't want it to be a permanent thing.
Yeah, you know, that is always a tricky thing. We do want our families to eventually become independent and work on their own. So that's why that case management is really key. So it's really crucial that we get them into a program like the Bridge Home or YSS Lighthouse where they have supportive staff that help them, whether it's, you know, getting health insurance or finding transportation, getting employment, you know, maintaining that employment. Those are the things that are key to really getting a family to be stable and self-sufficient and so that they don't have to rely on social services.
Sure. Are we doing some things with youth, young adults? I mean, besides helping them through programs like that, I know some of them that go through there end up being able to get their own apartments, being able to, you know, they get their job and they move on like that. Are we still doing some of that? Are there other efforts? Because I know we've started some programs in the past to do things. Sometimes mm-hmm. we consolidate them. Sometimes we streamline them. Sometimes they get rolled into other programs.
Yeah, we still have our aftercare and transitional living programs that, you know, they have that individualized support and they work towards self-sufficiency and we oversee and help them, you know, get into housing and those still take place here in Boone along with our Lighthouse. Mm-hmm.
So we still have those opportunities. And mm-hmm. again, those are ongoing challenges. they're not going away, are they?
No, there is always a growing need, and, you know, as the economy is the way it is after the pandemic, there is definitely an increase in need and support in our community.
Well, it was one of the other things I know that goes on, and it was back in April. It was the maze, the teen maze. We did have that. We had an opportunity there for a lot of seventh, mostly it was seventh graders, wasn't it, that came? Quite as many as we've had in the past, but it is still proven to be a pretty successful event. Again, thanks to the Kiwanis. They really step up big time.
Yeah, you know, local businesses get involved and volunteer, and the Kiwanis has always been a huge supporter, and we are so thankful for them and all the other volunteers in Boone County. It's about 1,300 seventh graders here in Central Iowa just come to Boone, Iowa, to go through Teen Maze, and they learn different skills, and it is a very successful program. We're really proud of it. You know, anything from mock interviews to, you know, learning about self-esteem and just all the different things that you can think about, staying safe on the internet, or, you know, there's a whole bunch of different rooms.
I was going to say texting and driving.
Oh, yeah, everything you can think of.
That one, that was, I'm watching the, when they showed a little video of that, and I'm going, no thanks. I'll just I'll just pull over and stop and do that.
Yeah, that's, we hit on a lot of subjects, even like drug and alcohol use and, you know, teen pregnancy. And like you said, you know, texting and driving is dangerous, but also being under the influence. And we really talk about what that means, especially in this day and age where that looks so different.
Well, I know that, again, we do have a lot of services that are available. I recently had a chance to visit with, what was it, Mark? Mark Vasquez?
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, he was really had a lot of information and talked a lot about integrated health management and stuff. So, yeah, it was really an interesting take on trying to meet everybody's needs. I think that was a big one. And, of course, earlier in, about a year ago or so, I think I had a chance to visit with Angie, I think, and we talked about Amber's coming. So, and still moving forward with that.
We are, you know, behavioral health is extremely large program at YSS, and, you know, Amber Recovery will really be a crisis stabilization emergency shelter and residential addiction treatment for youth. And, you know, mental health is right up in there with all of that. And so we're really excited about the holistic approach, the nature-based environment, and all the wraparound services that we'll provide for the youth who are served at Ember.
Well, we do know that, again, mental health issues for young people in particular is an issue that really seems to have exploded over the last couple of years. A lot of challenge because really your focus for YSS has been on youth. And then really you have to take the youth and the whole family into account a lot of times to be able to be successful. Again, it's not going away, is it?
No. And just this last year, my number was like 404 behavioral health clients, and that was unduplicated. And through YSS as a whole for therapy sessions, in 2022, we had like 21,553 sessions across our agency. And that is with us being short-staffed. So we could have saw more people if we would have more therapists. So keeping that in mind, it's a growing need, and it's a continual problem throughout Iowa and, you know, pretty much all across the United States.
People want to find out about YSS, about our local office. You mentioned 13 programs through YSS here in Boone. You don't have to use all of them. Some of them you might use. You might just use Kids Club. Who knows? But you might want to support transitional living or something like that. There are ways to help support the effort, too. And what are some good ways people can check on that, or businesses if they want to help support?
Yeah, you know, you can go to our website at YSS.org, and or you can check us out. We have some social media accounts, so you can even type in a lot of times we are YSS and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, you know, if you just want to reach out and volunteer, there's places on our YSS website to connect, whether it's mentoring or just volunteering in any aspect. We're always looking for volunteers around holiday giving, any of our events, Teen Maze, and,
yeah. And we're really getting to a time of the year too. If people are interested in mentoring, you might want to get involved now because you can go through all the training and be done by the time school starts. So you get that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We're also going to have a couple pop-ups this summer before the school year starts where people can come and get signed up in person. So I'll keep you posted and you can post them for me.
We'll get them out there, put them on our calendar and let people know and keep reminding them too. I know you've been busy, and it would be great if we could say that business is slowing down. Unfortunately, it is not. Again, YSS providing a lot of services here in Boone County, not just Boone County, but we collaborate with a lot of others as well going forward, too. So I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us and letting us know how things are progressing. And I'll just say good luck in the coming year for you, okay?
All right. Thank you, Jim.